This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. So glad to be with you. It is 2/14/2018, also known as Valentine's Day, also known as the flower industry's favorite day of the year, I would imagine. Other than wedding season and funerals, I guess. This is the big show for them. Hope everybody remembered those special someones in their life and what have you, and hope that they're having a good Valentine's Day. The question came to me is, what is Valentine's Day exactly? What is the roots of it? Pretty interesting. Most historians, pretty much all of them, agree it's some combination of pagan and Catholic traditions rolled up in one heart-shaped box. But it does have origin in real-life people. I say people, not person, because there's some disagreement. Let me read you a little of the history. I thought this was interesting. The Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives. He outlawed marriage for young men. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages, and that's what got him martyred. That's one story. Other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons where they were often beaten and tortured. According to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first quote-unquote Valentine greeting himself after he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jailer's daughter, who visited him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed, "From your Valentine," an expression that is still in use today. It seems a little hokey, a little forced maybe, but, you know, certainly valid historically, something to talk about. So it's kind of the history of Valentine's Day. I thought that was pretty interesting. Coincidentally, I got a notice that today marks also the anniversary of the Vietnam War. So to all you veterans, another shout out to you for all your sacrifice. I know we have a lot of listeners from that era, people who are affected one way or another. So we always want to honor those who have laid it on the line, who have for God, for country, whatever motives or reasons, they decided to risk their life for this country. Like it, leave it, lump it, everything else. They put their life on the line. They deserve respect and honor. So thank you very much for all that you do. Some news stories. One of the biggest ones one's breaking. Florida schools on lockdown. I haven't checked it here in the last few minutes, but there's an active shooter situation in Florida. We'll find out more about that as time goes by. I'll check during maybe the next break or two, see if some more news. But there is an active shooter situation in Florida. The school's on lockdown. Last time I checked, that's something for us to look at. A lot of reports are coming out that Comey told lawmakers that nobody in the DOJ believed that Flynn lied to them, that any variance in his story was just pure mistake. You know, if you ask me the same thing, you know, what did you do yesterday? Well, I ate, I took my dog for a walk, and I watched TV. And then later, if I said, well, I watched TV, took my dog for a walk, and then ate, was that a lie? I mean, come on. That's what we're talking about here. It's obvious that they're looking for any reason to embarrass the Trump administrations, and Flynn certainly was a key that they went after. Why? Well, we'll see. This is all shaking out. But Comey supposedly, allegedly, testified to lawmakers that no one in the DOJ believed that Flynn lied to them. So when did things change? Was there a push? Did the Obama administration, did Obama himself make that push? I was thinking about, was it yesterday, the day before? A couple days ago. Time just goes right on by. But a couple days ago, watching the movie 3 Days of the Condor. I don't know if it's from 1975. 1975, that's 42 years ago. 42 years ago, 43 now, depending on when it came out. It's with Robert Redford, and it discusses the story of a CIA analyst who comes up with this theory about the Middle East and operations and ends up getting himself and everyone in his analytic operation there, get them all killed. And in the movie, about halfway through, he asked the question, is it possible that there is a CIA within the CIA that is unknown to the body of the CIA itself? Wow. I saw that and I just, oh my gosh. This is 40 something years ago I was asking this question. It was at the same time, came out about the same time that there were a lot of interviews in Congress with the CIA. William Colby, of course, very famously, we've talked about this. He said that every major media outlet has got representatives from the CIA directly involved in the decision making on stories, one way or another. That's what he said. He testified under oath. This was 1975. So the story goes on in this movie. He's being chased. The CIA wants him dead. There's kind of a cross up elements, deep state elements, shadow government elements within the CIA. That's how I would look at it now. Want him killed. The main CIA is unsure of where he's coming from. He's being framed, whatever. It ends up he goes on the run. He takes his story. The story ends with the deputy director of the CIA and Robert Redford. He fears for his life, and he says, I've given the story to the New York Times, thinking that's going to save him. And the whole movie ends with the deputy director looking at him, sitting there in New York, looking at the Times office, and says, are you sure that they will publish it? Whew. Wow, this was a long time ago that movie was made. It just really hit home. Could there be a CIA within the CIA operating outside the purview of the main CIA that we know? Well, it certainly seems that that is true. And this Flynn situation, this is not going away. Every day there are little nuances to this revelation. Susan Rice, of course, a very weird email right before the day before Trump took office, saying that, well, the president told us to do everything by the book and not go after anything or not do anything unseemly and just make sure everything's by the book. Yep, that's what he told us. Boom, boom, boom. Really, that's weird. She sent it to herself. Just really weird things going around this. They're scrambling. I think there's a lot of people, you know, puckering up, so to speak, in the backside, getting real nervous, the seat's getting real hot. Later on the show today, we have one of my personally, and from your response, everybody's one of our favorite guests, James McCanney. Why, again, another wide variety of information that we can talk about. He's been working on his wing generator for quite some time. I know he's mentioned it several times. It is now finished, and people can buy it, people can look at it. We're going to talk a lot about that and his predictions about the next 50 years, some of the biggest things that are important for, you know, human population, mankind. And one of them, number one, he says, is energy. You know, even more so than water. Because if you have energy, you can get water. I mean, the ocean is just full of water. You can desalinate water, or the ocean's water. So we're going to talk a lot about that, some other current events, of course. Any other questions that you have? The first hour, we loved hearing from you. I don't hear from you guys enough. Please give us a call if you have anything on your mind, any news story, you agree, you disagree, what have you. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about that story out of the San Ramon High School in California. They banned the national anthem because they said it was racist. I'm not going to go into it, but the verses, this is so important. I have detailed several times, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I could do nothing for the next hour if I picked out all the stories of high schools just like this, or newspapers that were saying white people are white DNA is abomination, whiteness is an abomination. We got to have situations where there's no white people around, and the culture of our founding fathers is a disgrace and should be wiped out, and you know, blah 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 blah. I could go on the whole show, the next 2 hours. I could go on easily, just about every day, if that's all I want to say. Every so often, I have to bring this up. There was an important point that we started to bring up last week on the broadcast. It's pretty obvious, whether it's the shadow government, deep state, whether we completely trust Trump, whether we don't, whether we, the media, the corporate media, what have you, the world, this deal is up for grabs. And when I say this deal, I mean the direction for America. What will America be? Will we stay and hold to our principles, or are we going to be engulfed in a globalist, quote-unquote, utopia? You know what that means? That means your life is over, your way of life is over. Which way are we going to go? It's up for grabs. And also it means that it's up to you, because you can't rely on any of these institutions, any of the major things. You cannot trust them completely. I think there's no question that the Trump and Trump administration are doing some very unique, remarkable, and unexpected things 2 or 3 years ago. Never would have dreamed that's being done. It's being done right now. It's in the process, and it might get done, hopefully. That's fantastic. There's a law of 10% that, for some opinion to become the majority opinion. Now, remember, the power is in you. I've said this all in all, and even if we talk about these ETs with Stan Dale, we talked about the ETs, we talked about the Illuminati, we talked about all these things. There's so much evidence for all of it, and the conspiracies and the grand conspiracies. We get inundated with them, and sometimes we get overwhelmed by them. There's evidence for all of them. If they're so powerful, these ETs are so powerful, their plan is so complete, if all this thing is just a fait accompli, you know, I think they're just lying, then they don't need us. It would already be done, ladies and gentlemen. It's obviously that it's up for grabs. And when majority opinions happen, when that tipping point, our energy, the divinity within us seems to manifest in the universe, and the universe always bends towards liberty and will always open up to us and free us if we're ready to on a mass level. Now, Samuel Adams put it this way. We're coming on a break, and we'll get on the other side some important things about our guest Friday, Sherry Tenpenny. Samuel Adams put it this way: it doesn't take a majority to succeed, it takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. Of all the people in the world, America understands this principle of 10%. Once you get 10% of the people to be committed, convicted to a concept, it is inevitable that that concept will become the majority opinion, and rather rapidly. Not 9%, not 9.5%, 10%. 11 or 12%, it goes even faster. So that's a very, very, very important point, and the power that you have. We're going to get back to that in the context of our guest for Friday. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Power Hour. It is so good to be with you. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless you. We'll see you in 4 minutes.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes it takes, at least me, it takes, when I hear something for the first time, it takes me several times to hear it. This point, this law of 10%, is so crucial and critical to the future of this country and the progress that we have made, and really from all the way back to 1770s to now. The uprising of the people, the power of the people being manifest, and how it's manifest on the American consciousness, and how progress and things are really done. Victor Hugo said, "No army can stop an idea whose time has come." Now, we've heard reports, even this week, and maybe even as we speak, I'm not sure of the schedule, but the major social media outlets, Google, the like, whatever, Facebook, they are meeting to discuss censorship. And, of course, you know what censorship means. That means controlling your opinion. Democracy Matters, that document, I've mentioned that many times. The donors, big donors, Soros, Media Matters, David Brock, all those connected, big, high level. I say Democratic Party. This isn't a Democrat-Republican issue, but, you know, elements certainly leading of the Democratic Party have made that document. Their goal is to impeach Donald Trump. They analyzed the social media landscape and what happened, and they realized everything got away and that traditional media is dying. They admit all this in this document. Democracy Matters. It's a 40-page document. 40-page document by BlueShare. And you can look it up online. You can read it. You can go over exactly what they say. They know that the traditional way of disseminating information, the traditional control of corporate media, is dying. This is all up for grabs. I have told you, I believe this firmly, from the guests, from the research, the dam is about to break on this web of lies, entanglement. The globalists realize that. They have something that they want to put behind it. What will come behind the dam breaking? Will it be a revolution? Will a revolution of ideas and our power, and we realize our power and we break through the biggest lie? Or will there just another dam be built upon it and use the crisis, or the, not even the crisis of the breaking, the disorientation. That's a better word. Because it's going to disorientate America. I'm a kind of America-centric here, because that's what I know the most about, but this applies all over the world, so I apologize to people. I know we have listeners all over the world. the disorientation that's going to occur as this dam breaks. And every push and every little leak and every whistleblower and every sacrifice and every time you tell your neighbor, every time you tell your in-law, that's pushing that dam to break faster than they necessarily believe it will or want it to. It's coming down. What is going to come on the other side? Now, this law of 10%, and I'll read this from a study. I read it the other day, but I'll do it again. And this is relating to our guest that's going to be here Friday. In the opinion from the abstract, it says, quote, "We show how the prevailing majority opinion in a population can be rapidly reversed by a small fraction of randomly distributed committed agents who consistently proselytize the opposing opinion and are immune to influence." So he's saying a small fraction of the people just all over a city, a group, a country, a world, whatever. We're talking about America-centric right now. Wherever you live, where you live, apply it there. Randomly, people, if you are committed, convicted, not just believe, not just have an idea, but convicted about something. If you're convicted about something, if you're willing to proselytize it, and you're immune to influence, you're immune to changing your mind about it. When you get resistance, you're immune to resistance from your family. No matter what they tell you, you won't change your mind. A small minority who are willing to do that, when it reaches 10%, here's what it also says in the abstract, quote, "When the number of committed opinion holders is below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of ideas. It would literally take the amount of time comparable to the age of the universe for this size of group to reach the majority." So the battle, you know, we often talk about, well, Americans are this, or world's this, or people are ignorant, and, you know, it's all some truth to it. That mass majority of people, to get this thing done, and when I say this thing, I mean for our will, our safety, our freedom, to really secure it and to push it back to where it was in this country. The majority doesn't matter right now. They don't matter. They never have. The majority has never done anything. They've always been a trail behind. It's a minority that's going to push it one way or another. Then the majority starts to adopt it later as momentum is built. When 10% of the population is reached of these committed, proselytizing, immune-to-influence people, then the majority opinion it is inevitable. If you do not reach 10%, it will never happen. It will take, like, the age or universe for that to become the majority opinion. It's like it almost doesn't. It's a fringe idea. A fringe idea. When it hits 10%, it is absolutely viral and virulent and will win out. It's fascinating. And our guest Friday is Sherry Tenpenny about vaccines. There's so many issues that you can choose to be this person. We need you right now. On the other side, I'll continue with this thought. And I get to the news and your calls. Also, call 866-582-9933.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One of the biggest accomplishments of Donald Trump, it may end up being the biggest accomplishment, we'll see, was basically his first press conference when he pointed at CNN and called them very fake news. You are very fake news. He flipped the script on the word, just like conspiracy theory was invented or co-opted to label people who didn't believe the Kennedy official assassination story. The word fake news was going to be used, that was their plan, was going to be used to quote-unquote alt-right media, which was talking about all these things that the corporate media didn't want us to. And he pointed at them, and he changed, and he flipped the script. With somebody in that position, somebody with that gravitas to be able to point directly at them. What he did in that is all the massive people, and there certainly is a lot of people, much more than 10%, he solidified it for them. So the 10% of people who believed something or convicted of something and may not have been quite immune to resistance, he hardened them. And you saw how this has exploded in this concept, how this is pretty much the majority opinion in America, that corporate media lies and is full of fake news and is manipulating us. On some levels, that's pretty much what everybody in America believes. Everybody I should say the majority. The majority of America believes that statement is true, at least to some degree. Wouldn't you agree, ladies and gentlemen? Probably. Another way, health, all the health things that we're seeing, that's starting to change, and ideas are really pushing the envelope. That's why we have the Power Mall and Joyce's efforts over these 20 years to get, I mean, just the best natural, homeopathic, whatever minds that we could find, that she could find, that have been on the show, have changed the dynamic. Big Pharma knows all this. That's why they're buying up all these organic. That's why they're trying to buy Dr. Group all the time, making offers to them. They know where this is going. We are winning, ladies and gentlemen. There's a tide in your power. You don't even realize it. Now, at the same time, we have the censorship I mentioned on Google and what have you. Oh, also, the number for the Power Mall, I'd like to give you that before we continue. This is where we usually promote it. 877-817-9829. If you're looking for different products, thepowermall.com. You can check out all we have. Everything's on sale. It's Valentine's Day, a sweetheart of a deal running through this week. Give Jay a call. You know, just have a if you don't even know all the things you need, give Jay a call. Just go over. She'll go over the products with you, what have you, and buy from us. We deserve your thoughts and your consideration and your purchases. We need your purchases, and that's how we go, by your donations and your purchases. So thank you. All the censorship that is occurring with Google, that's on the horizon, that's already started, and I'm sure they're planning to tighten that up. If they will or not, I don't know. If they're able to, I don't know. If there's enough back, I don't know. Circular layer, Samuel Adams in the 1700s, one of the biggest ways the revolution happened, just like emails, just like social media. Samuel Adams, they were printing circular letters, if you know what that is, that printing press where you turn the thing and letters would spit out. And they had different information on them, and they were handing these out like crazy, the Committee of Correspondence. The Committee of Correspondence, that's what we're talking about. You have to be that now. One of the things the establishment, the globalists, cannot control, they may be able to censor to some degree social media, what have you, and to control that discussion. They can't control your heart. They can't control your mind. Not yet. Or they think they can't. Maybe in the future. I don't think you'll ever be able to. But they can't. Also, they can't control peer-to-peer, person-to-person, man-to-man, woman-to-woman, whatever, man-to-woman, woman-to-man, children. They can't control that circular letter like of the 1770s, Samuel Adams, Paul Revere, that kind of attitude, that message. You are the resistance. You know, that's what Alex Jones kind of coined, which is brilliant. Infowar, brilliant, brilliant. Or so much beyond just information is everywhere. It's that idea. It's that concept. One of the biggest things that we can all agree on, you know, and there's a lot of, you would say, liberal people that listen to the show over the years. I mean, I probably have offended all of them that listen because of the health things and because of the interviews and what have you. I get emails from you. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to say things that are very important to me. One thing that where we all agree probably is health areas. And so I think one of the biggest things that we can do to make a difference is to get the word out on the vaccines. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to come on. And so I'm proposing, Catherine is working on it now as we speak in relation to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, quotes from her, whatever information. We're creating a one sheet, one page article, or one page little information thing that you can print out. And we're going to have this ready by Friday. We want you. I believe this is going to work and make a difference. I want you to be able to take these and print them and give them to, you know, people in the store. Just have copies of them in your car, in your purse, what have you, and just say, here, check this out. And it'll be specific information about vaccines that can get people thinking. Your commission is to be aggressive. You don't have to be crazy aggressive, but just be a little aggressive. Be a proselytizer, be a representative, and be immune to influence. Be immune to resistance to this. You know, somebody comes, well, what about, no. Vaccines are hurting people. They're lying to us. The flu vaccine is not effective. It's inefficient. Here's what's in it. No, I don't want to hear it. Every time a person that you're able to influence and touch like that, we have to get to the 10%. So the task is not, well, let's get the majority to believe what we believe. That's overwhelming. That seems like, you know, I might as well, you know, shoot my gun and hit the moon, right? It just isn't going to happen. That's not your job. And that's not what we need. That's not what science proves and history, especially in America. Just ask Samuel Adams. We need you to take this article. We're going to start with vaccines. We're going to do other things. But we're going to start with vaccines. And when you have a chance to share it, say, here's a thing. What do you think about this? And so the goal is to increase to that 10% number. And that number will flip the whole paradigm. No censorship, no Google AdWords, no Facebook, Zuckerberg dreamed up plot will overcome it. And it is a scientific fact that that will become the majority opinion once you get that 10% of virile people. In some ways, we may already be there or be close to there. The flu vaccine, they've damaged so many people. That's why they're going all out to try to make these quote-unquote laws that you have to get vaccinated. Because they're trying to get, again, I explained this before, but you see they're trying to get a bigger idea to overcome and squash that idea down. That you gotta listen to the government and your kids need to go to school and you have to do this or you can't fight City Hall. You see? It's ideas. All this is concepts and ideas and thoughts. And the biggest lie is that we need them and that they're directing us. They're our leaders, quote unquote. They're not. If you get anything from your time with me, and I've certainly gotten so much, received so much from you. I hope that you get the power that you have, even more so than the constitutional. Of course, the constitutional stuff is my main focus. Our wonderful history of our country, what have you. But really, even deeper, if you go deeper, this is about your power. An individuality of who you are, the magnificence of who you are, the endowment of who you are, the divinity within you. And I'm trying to explain to this, and once you get this, do not be overwhelmed with, well, you know, it's majority will never get. Look, don't worry about the majority. They don't matter in any kind of change. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't matter. They've never done anything in this country. Never. They never do anything. It's you. That 10% army, who do you think it is? Who do you think it's those people walking around the grocery store, you know, lining up to get their flu shot? No, it's you. It's you, ladies and gentlemen. The change that you want to see, the change that's coming, is going to be you. Now, the other side, the Antifas and what have you, they're giving a similar message to their people. It's probably the exact same message, just the other side of the coin. And it's a race to get to this 10% on issues. There's many issues, you know, a couple big ones. Obviously, vaccines, huge. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights, huge. There you go. You can get magnets from the Power Mall, and you can just give them away. And I told you, give Jay a call. I know that we charge $5 a piece for one. You know, it's a way to us raise a little money, but it's a great thing. If you want to buy 100 of them, we'll sell you 100 of them cheap. We can probably get them down to $1.50 or maybe a little bit more a piece or something like that. We can if you're going to buy a lot of them. You can take those copies of the Bill of Rights, the refrigerator magnets, and just give them to your people. Say, here, I thought this is important, and I think people should know about that. We're losing this in America. You can touch them because you can talk about the national anthem, like the big story yesterday out of California. You know, just say, did you hear about California? It's getting rid. Well, our children need to know this. Here's just something, here's a little tool to kind of let us know about our law and what have you. So, you know, just a gift for you. Simple. Boy, is that simple. Vaccines, just hand them this. Simple. It is you. You know, John Wayne's not walking through the door. Thomas Jefferson's not walking through the door. Power Hour people are. And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Take the reins, okay?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To the Power Hour. That school shooting in Florida, it's in Parkland, Florida, which I think Parkland's in southern Florida, kind of near Miami, I believe. I didn't check that part. It appears that 14 people are either shot or already dead. Many of them feared dead. Gone to hospital. They do have somebody in custody surrounding it. Right now we know that one person in custody, 14 people are dead, 14 people are injured or dead. And it's in Parkland, Florida. So we'll see. I'm sure we'll keep you updated on that and let you know what's going on. I mean, I don't know if these are copycat people. I don't know if the, you know, who knows. Who knows if some mind control, Pat. Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I want to do some news before we have James McKinney on. James McKinney will be on at the top of the hour when we come back after the break there at the top of the hour. NATO to open new command centers in the United States and Germany. The U.S. and Germany are set to become the locations of two new NATO headquarters, according to officials. The German command center would reportedly be responsible for deploying troops after a possible incursion from Russia. Speaking to Bloomberg on conditions of anonymity, someone said the U.S. will become home to a command center focused on maritime security in the Atlantic. So there you go. I mean, just what we need is more international meddling in our country. Mattis admits there's no evidence of Assad sarin use. No surprise to the alt media. Out of activist posts, of course, you remember the whole world, practically, accusing Assad of gassing his people. Mattis admits there's no clear evidence that that even happened. Well, that's good that he admits it now, but what about all the people you bombed? It's so diluted, that whole situation. But it is getting better. It does seem that it's getting better. There is progress being made against ISIS and their strongholds in Syrian freedom, at least autonomy, is coming about. Is progress being made? Judge who upheld Julian Assange's warrant is questioned over links to security services. Out of RT, Julian Assange supporters are questioning the integrity of the judge who upheld his UK arrest warrant. As you remember, he is in an Ecuadorian embassy in the United Kingdom, in London, and there's a warrant out for him, really frivolous, was just thrown out there to shut him up. And they're trying to get this released and trying to get this thrown out. And they can be free, can actually come to America, can actually, you know, be even more powerful on the things he is doing. And the judge said, nah, we're not going to throw that out just yet. And so people are questioning his motives, of course. There, in addition to the students in Florida that have come under gunfire, there's three people who were shot near NSA headquarters in Maryland this morning, but none of the injuries are life-threatening, the media is reporting. The local news there, the shooting suspect is in custody, and then one officer was injured. White House aide quits after failing security clearance. WND, WorldNet Daily, a senior official on the National Economic Council, says he resigned because he couldn't get permanent security clearance. We don't know if this is the deep state. I know a lot of the people that Trump has tried to nominate have not been able to get place, even in his administration, because they won't clear for security. They're delaying, they're dragging their feet, they're making this as difficult as possible. You know, it's like my two children when they want to go to bed. You know how that goes? That's what's been going on. You know, oh, I got to do this. Oh, my teeth. You know, whatever. You get the image, I think. Trump holds line on immigration as bipartisan plan coalesces. President Donald Trump held firm to his demands on Wednesday in a United States immigration policy fight with Democrats, even as bipartisan group of senators prepared to unveil a new plan for protecting Dreamers and beefing up border security. You know, DACA, a trade for border security and the wall. Is that where we're at? We shall see. Democrats propose more than $1 billion for election cybersecurity. Again, I don't like to be partisan. I mean, I end up being that way in some ways. But the fact that the Democrats controlling elections and having such influence over that, that does not make me any easier. We know in the big city, the Democrat can traditionally held places. The fraud there, the dead people voting, the whatever, they are organized. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They know what they're doing, and they know how to keep control. James McKinney is going to be on. He's one of the biggest stories about the last election was all the evidence that he proved statistically the fraud going on in the last presidential election. So that's on the line. California teacher called military, quote, lowest of our low, refuses to vacate city council seat. And if you could just imagine which state it is, of course, California. Fannie Mae wants another taxpayer bailout. I guess the last one wasn't enough. They lost $6.5 billion last quarter of last year, the last quarter of last year. You know, chump change. You know, who cares? $21 trillion, what's another $6 billion? South Korea union says GM plant closure is a death sentence, threatens a strike. Out of Yahoo News, General Motor workers, Say that fast three times. General Motors workers at a South Korean plant staged a protest today against its plant closure, calling the move by the U.S. automaker a death sentence, and threatened a strike in the city of Gongsan. 2,000 workers there in a rural town. FBI, CIA, and NSA say these Chinese-made phones are a security risk. You can get the email blast or check out the news at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, powerhournation.com. Transgender woman able to breastfeed in first documented case from The Guardian, which I can remember watching kind of, it wasn't National Geographic, but it's kind of like National Geographic reports about tribes in South America or something. And actually, the old men, they breastfed the children. I mean, you can get old men can actually be, coaxed, led, whatever. They can actually breastfeed. Men can actually breastfeed. I didn't know that. And I remember seeing this, Jesus, probably been 20, 30 years ago, that I saw that documentary about, I think it's South American tribes. Don't quote me on that, but I believe so. So now they're saying a transgender woman is able to do that also. Use these pro tips to detect and cure your smartphone from crypto slavery. You know, if you have your phone and it gets hot all of a sudden and you feel the battery or your computer is real slow and it seems to be acting funny, somebody may have been used some antivirus software, because somebody may be hacking it to use to mine cryptocurrencies. Pretty crazy what's going on. And cryptocurrencies are really starting to go up today and probably the rest of this month. That's what it certainly seems like. Be wary of that. Warning from the American Heart Association: breast cancer treatments such as radiation and chemo can cause heart failure. You know, there's an article you could print right out and hand to people. You know, traditional cancer treatments is killing people. Here's an article right here. That's another way to break that. There's another topic you can get that 10%. Let's get that 10%. You're in the Army now. You remember that song? You're in the Army now. Da 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 da. You're it, ladies and gentlemen. You're who? If it's not you, then who? And pick your pet project. Pick your pet topic. Pick something that's important to you, that means something to you, that you're convicted about. We're going to give you a page on vaccines, make it simple for you on there. But it doesn't matter what it is. Pick it. Create a little pamphlet. Create a little document, simple, and just hand it to people. They can't censor that. Google can't censor that. You know, person to person. Wow. 86% of teenagers' bodies contaminated with some level of BPA. Watch out that BPA, and really, don't drink things in plastic if you can avoid it. James McCanning on the other side. It's a great day, Valentine's Day.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.